Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Mike Cahoon, the founder and director of Hope Village, about their exciting expansion plans. Plus, he'll talk to us about next Saturday's free clinic in Chippewa Falls at Parkview Elementary School. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Hope Village founder and director Mike Cahoon talks to us about the Welcome Home campaign launch held Thursday night at the Heide Center in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, we had a great celebration. We wanted to get together with the community and our volunteers and our board and celebrate what the churches in the area have helped us do as far as hosting tiny houses and hosting 100 guests over the last 6 years. And then looking forward with a capital campaign kickoff for the future.
So what was the turnout like on Thursday night?
There were probably 275 plus people there last night. So a good turnout. The Heide Center was full, and we had some great food to share, and we debuted the video that we had put together as a promotional piece, and we had a number of the capital campaign co-chairs speak, and it turned out well. It went really well.
Before we talk about where you're moving ahead to, I mean, give us an idea of, you know, when did the Hope Village all start, and what has been accomplished to this point?
Yeah, so we started after starting points in the Harmony House, which was the homeless shelter in Chippewa Falls, closed down in 2014. So the Chippewa Falls Mission Coalition and the Chippewa County Homelessness and Hunger Advocacy Group kind of tossed around some ideas and had some community forums about how we could keep doing the things that Starting Points did. And Starting Points, if you know their history, they were also the people who did Agnes Table in Chippewa Falls. And the community jumped behind that right away, and it has continued since the closing of Starting Points. But a little bit more difficult to house people overnight than to feed them a meal a few times a week. So we tossed around some ideas after a forum, and a small group from Landmark decided that we would build a tiny house and take it around to other churches and organizations and kind of show it off and see whether or not we could get enough backing to build a few more. So in August of 2016, we housed our first guests, and between 2016 and now, we partnered with 5 different local churches, and each of those churches have hosted 2 tiny houses.
Huh.
So we currently have 10 tiny houses.
Yeah, fantastic. Now the dream for the future, right? And I know when we did our parking lot picnics this year, I talked with some of your folks about that. But this was a big kickoff for that, the Welcome Home campaign launch last night for where you want to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a grant a year and a half ago that the city of Chippewa Falls invited us to partner with them to write. And we wrote that grant in partnership with them, the city, and with the Chippewa County Housing Authority. And the grant was for about $900,000. And that $900,000, we used a portion of it for motel vouchers. We used a portion of it to remodel a former oral surgery building that we had purchased in 2019 and to put in the infrastructure for those 10 tiny houses to be, all of them to be brought to one property. And that property is up in the northeast corner of Chippewa Falls, up near the Technical College and St. Joseph's Hospital.
I see you're looking to raise $2.7 million, but between now and November 6th, you've got a $275,000 matching opportunity, right?
Yeah, we had some generous individuals in the community suggest that they could give and do it as a match grant. So between now and the same time next month, those that give, their funds will be doubled, matched by this group of very generous givers.
And Mike says,
we revealed last night that during the first phase of our capital campaign, which we call the silent phase, we raised $1.5 million. So we still have $1.2 million to raise. And the match is for the next month, and we'll just continue until we raise those funds.
But again, seven generous donors are collectively promising up to $275,000 in matching funds between now and November 6th for Hope Village's expansion project, which Mike Cahoon says...
The thing that we run into that's kind of the roadblock for us is we've been pretty successful with the 100-and-plus guests that we have housed over the last 5.5 years, finding them employment so that they have an income that's substantial enough for them to get into affordable housing. And we've been able to help them reconnect to their health resources, whether that's, you know, with a physician or with some mental health resources, or sometimes it's just relational health and other times spiritual health. But we've been successful in getting people connected to their health resources and getting in the income. The thing that we find difficult every single month is finding them affordable housing. The Chippewa Valley area just does not have a very big supply of affordable housing. So our capital campaign mainly is so that we can build on our property 28 affordable rental units. And that'll look like 5 duplexes and 3 6-plexes for a total of 28 units.
And how did you guys arrive at that particular breakdown?
Yeah, so we bought 2.5 acres, and you can only fit so many rentals on that size property. So that's the size property that we own, and we just wanted to maximize the use of it. So when we talk to the city, they have an occupancy rate for that size property, and that brought us right up to not the maximum, but very close to it.
So the challenge is there. I mean, you need people to capture this vision and support this. And if you got 10 tiny houses now, the hope is when this is all said and done that you'll be able to house quite a few more, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the affordable rental units will be, they'll still be somewhat transitional in nature, but more permanent at the same time. And those units, we will work with the Chippewa County Housing Authority and organizations like WestCap, who help with subsidized housing. And the income from those units then will be used to support everything that Hope Village does. So our hope is to be self-sustaining in 2 or 3 years. We know as a nonprofit, it's hard to make sure that you can pay for the things that the services and programs that you do. But our prayer is that we'll be self-sustaining in a short period of time, so we're not always having to run after the next grant.
A video of Thursday night's program is accessible at Hope Village's Facebook page, and Mike tells us they're planning to get it on their website as well. You can give on the Facebook page and also at the website, hopevillagechippewafalls.org. That's all one word, hopevillagechippewafalls.org. And Mike Cahoon says, for anyone interested in volunteering,
there's a volunteer tab that they can click on, and it'll show 7 or 8 different committees that they could play a role in.
That's a lot of committees.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
Again, that's at HopeVillageChippewaFalls.org, HopeVillageChippewaFalls.org. Finally, Mike Cahoon says getting the expansion constructed is dependent on raising the necessary funds.
It is dependent on raising the money, and the money from the capital campaign is actually match money for a grant that we are involved in. So the capital campaign money will be used as the match money for the grant that we're writing.
Meanwhile, in addition to being the founder and director of Hope Village in Chippewa Falls and being the pastor of outreach at Landmark Church, Mike is also involved with the upcoming Love Chippewa Free Clinic, which will be this Saturday, October 15th from 9 to 1 at Parkview Elementary School at 501 Jefferson Avenue in Chippewa Falls, along with Mike's Landmark Church. Other churches taking part include Trinity United Methodist, Harvest Time Chippewa Falls, Zion and Halley United Methodist, Valley Vineyard, River City Community Church, Central Lutheran, and Fellowship Church. I asked Mike to tell us more.
Yeah, you know, we've done this at Landmark a number of years, and over the last 3 years, and we've always had other churches help, even when we did it at Landmark, but we thought that perhaps if we went to a more common site, that we would have more churches involved in volunteering. So last year we did it at the Senior Center in Chippewa. In 2019, we were able to do it at Parkview Elementary School. And this year, we're going back to Parkview. It was just a wonderful space to use for a free clinic. So I think we've been doing these for about 18 years. And for at least the last three now, we've done it off-site, not at Landmark, and the space again at Parkview is wonderful. A couple big gymnasiums, and they have a place called Central Park that we use for registering guests, and then we use one of their classroom wings to provide all the services from.
Hmm. Yeah, let me just mention the available services. This Saturday, 9 to 1. At Parkview Elementary at 501 Jefferson Avenue in Chippewa Falls is going to be a meal provided, dentistry, vision care, mental health support, clothing, food, family pictures, foot care, chiropractic care, haircuts, auto care, massage, services subject to change. But wow, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, it is, and it's great. You know, we have folks over the years who come in and they stay like the whole day, which is wonderful. We get to visit with them and build relationships with them. But just to see families, you know, maybe a family of four or five will come in and they'll have their haircuts done and get a family photo. And I don't have five people in my family, but I know just getting my haircut is expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, saving funds for having a family of five have their haircut, and then they want their family photo taken. You know, maybe they haven't had a family photo taken for 10 or 12 years, so it's kind of a treat for them. And kind of the thing I like about it is they can save money on those things and maybe treat themselves to going out to eat and going to a movie together as a family and doing things like that that maybe they wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's great. A number of churches that are taking part in this as well. But I know I did get the email because I did volunteer last year, and you are looking for others, because the way that the clinics work is the idea that you try to have a volunteer who can kind of guide a visitor through, right?
Right, yeah. So we call them advocates or hosts, and the advocates and hosts, they spend time with the guests to make sure that they can see get into the services that they would like to be involved in, and just kind of build a relationship, a friendship with that person. And again, I'm amazed. Sometimes someone will come in and, you know, get there at 8:30 before the day even starts and the gates open, and they'll just stay for the rest of the day. We try to have some stage presence and people involved in that way with some entertainment.
Yeah. And so I guess in closing, what does somebody do if somebody wants to be an advocate or a host? How do they let you know, and where do they need to show up?
Yeah, if they go to lovechippewa.org and they open up that page, get to that page, in the top right-hand corner, there should be a tab or something that says upcoming event. And if they click on that, another page will open up, and it'll give them a description of all of the volunteer opportunities. And farther down on the page, they can click on the type of opportunity that they're interested in.
All right, terrific. So again, just to make people first and foremost aware of this, it's a free clinic. That means everything that is involved with this is free, even though the things we're talking about are things you typically would pay maybe even a fair amount of money for. And so, but then beyond that, certainly the opportunity to serve as an advocate or a host. So.
Yeah, usually we have, you know, 4 or 5 chairs for people to get their hair cut. So it goes pretty quickly. A hot meal will be served. We'll have a clothing area, kind of a, you know, a big free thrift sale area. But we do have brand new shoes coming from Mason Shoe Company. So that will be there. We also have groceries that we can give away. So there's a lot of opportunities for a family that might feel they're in need to come. There's also a lot of opportunities for families that feel they've been blessed to come and volunteer with us.
It's the Love Chippewa Free Clinic again this Saturday, 9 to 1 at Parkview Elementary, 501 Jefferson Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Thanks to Mike Cahoon for joining us to talk about that. Learn more at lovechippewa.org. That's lovechippewa.org. I'm there and seeing where you can register, and they are seeking volunteers in the areas of professionals, advocates, community services, entertainment, food services, gatekeepers, doorkeepers, and runners, groceries, guest services, haircuts and beauty, health services, kids zone, prayer, photography, safety, and accessibility. They could use more help. Learn more at lovechippewa.org. That's lovechippewa.org. Thanks also to Mike for talking with us about Hope Village and their expansion project as his role as founder and director. Learn more at their Facebook page and also at hopevillagechippewafalls.org. That's hopevillagechippewafalls.org. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us in this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO.